You may be seated. Years ago, a group of scientists from all over the world, men and women of different ethnicities, faith backgrounds, and political positions, came together to work on a project that would expand our view of God's creation. 10 years later, the Cassini mission to Saturn was launched, arriving at Saturn after 7 years. And 6 weeks ago, the mission was completed as the scientists directed Cassini to plunge toward Saturn, where it sent its last messages and was incinerated to keep it from adding to the trash in space. Many things about this mission were extraordinary. Working with what we would call antiquated technology, one of the scientists put it this way, and if you know me, you know I have no idea what they're talking about, but this is what they said. Today, we talk about nanobytes. We were working with kilobytes. Working with this technology, the Cassini team was able to show us amazingly beautiful pictures of the rings of Saturn by programming the spacecraft to swoop in and out between the rings without touching them. Waves of blue and lavender and turquoise and purple and orange. Among the many discoveries were that Titan, a moon of Saturn, looks a lot like Earth and almost certainly can support life. And within the rings of Saturn, matter that points to the origin of our solar system. To protect the moons of Saturn and potential life there, scientists were careful to prevent the spacecraft from touching the moons and contaminating them with matter from Earth. No one person took credit for this remarkable mission. The scientists came together as a community to work for the good of the whole, to share their knowledge with all of humanity. In our world, where much of what we hear and see is name-calling, anger, violence, suffering, despair, here is a model that we can follow. It is the same model that God establishes with Moses in the 19th chapter of Leviticus, and which Jesus embraces in his ministry. God commands Moses to speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel. Another translation reads, "Say this to the entire community of Israel, not just the priest, nor the educated, nor the rich, nor the powerful, the entire congregation, all of them, all of us." What God says is, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." And then God gives instructions on how to be holy. Judge people fairly. Don't spread slander or do anything to endanger a neighbor's life. Don't seek revenge or bear a grudge. And a little beyond our reading for today, don't mistreat the aliens in your land, but treat them as native-born and love them as you love yourself. Last week, Alexis reminded us that we are all created in the image of God, stamped with God's likeness. That image, the God within us, makes us holy, helps us to love all of creation as God does. There is, after all, only one love. We cannot love God and not love our neighbor and the creation. And we cannot love the creation without loving the God who made it and proclaimed it very good. In today's gospel, a lawyer asked Jesus to identify the greatest commandment in the law. And Jesus responds with Judaism's most fundamental belief. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Then he adds the second scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. These two commandments define Jesus' ministry and define our mission as well. Our decisions and our actions should reflect our love of God and neighbor. For many of us, being at Holy Comforter has been and is a life-changing experience. Here is a community different from any other than we have known. Here is a community where everyone matters, where everyone is needed to do the work of the gospel, to be stewards of this place and of our world. Every ministry here needs more volunteers. As Alexis pointed out in your bulletin today is a list of opportunities for service. Find what interests you and sign up. If you haven't made a financial pledge, now is your chance. If you have made a pledge, increase the amount if you can. But remember that our stewardship is not just what we do here. It is everything we do. How we care for other people and for this amazing world that God has given us to enjoy and protect. Because Holy Comforter is a small parish, it's easy to think that we can't make a difference, that the problems of the world are overwhelming. When we hear that 1 in 6 deaths worldwide is caused by pollution, how can we possibly change that statistic? Here's what we've done this year to reduce our carbon footprint. We have new efficient lights in the church and new windows in the office wing. We've switched from styrofoam to paper plates. Our gardens are organic, and we water from rain barrels whenever there's enough rain to fill them. Kitchen waste goes into the compost bins, and the soil produced there enriches our gardens. Our flowers are supporting bees and other pollinators that help produce food for the world. The pledges that we make keep the power on at Holy Comforter, but some of that money this year also helped to get the power back on for victims of hurricanes and provided nutritious meals for several children in Guatemala. Small actions matter. Every time we turn off a light or close the door downstairs to keep the heat or the cool inside, every time we recycle a soda can or put our plastic cups from lunch and dinner in the recycle bins behind the kitchen or the bins in the hall, we are saving precious resources and reducing pollution. These are acts of caring for creation. This is loving our neighbor and our world. Like the scientists of the Cassini Project, who made sure that Saturn and its moons were not contaminated with matter from Earth, we can work to avoid destroying our own world. And like them, we can be curious and searching. We can embrace people of different nationalities, ethnicities, and faiths. We can call forth and celebrate one another's gifts and use our own gifts to build community at Holy Comforter and everywhere we go. We can follow the model that Jesus gave us in his life among us. We can be that model for others. The 19th century English priest, Gerard Manley Hopkins, wrote many poems celebrating the Creator and the amazing diversity of the creation. Here is one, and one of my favorites, called Pied Beauty. And we can use this, I think, as our prayer for our world. Glory be to God for dappled things, for skies of couple color as a brinded cow. For rose molds, all in stipple upon trout that swim. Fresh firecoals, chestnut falls, finches' wings. Landscape plotted and pieced, fold, fallow, and plow, and all trades, their gear and tackle and trim. All things counter, original, spare, strange, whatever is fickle, freckled, who knows how? With swift, slow, sweet, sour, a dazzle, dim. He fathers forth, whose beauty is past change. Praise him. Amen.
Standing, let's say the Nicene Creed, which is found on your bulletin.